Our reading this morning are words by Reverend Alicia Ford. I lift my eyes up to the hills. From where will my help come? My help comes from love abundant. My help comes from the hills. My help, it comes from ancient mothers whose hearts beat in mine. It comes from the trees that sway and the breeze that sways them. My help comes from all that was and is and ever will be. I lift my eyes, hushed by the soothing touch of waves, caressing wounded shores, wounded souls. I lift my eyes to the horizon bathed by the hum of mothers and mothers' mothers, cradling, gently rocking. I lift my voice, call of the sea, trees, sister moon, mother earth, my soul weeping, a symphony of life overflowing. I give myself. I too hum through every pore with every breath. I give myself, an extension of all that is, was, and ever will be. In her book, Packing for Mars, author Mary Roach writes about her research of the lives of astronauts and their travel in space. She writes that the first space shuttles didn't have tables for the astronauts to sit at, because without gravity, one cannot sit down, and the food that was placed on them would float around instead. It would be very messy. So the engineers took the tables out. But it turned out that the astronauts didn't like that. They said that they wanted the NASA engineers to bring the tables back into the space shuttles so they could have their meals together. Bring back the table, the astronaut said. Put some straps on it. Do what you need to do. We want to sit around the table at the end of the day and eat like human beings. Our yearning for community, particularly when we eat, can defy gravity, it seems. We need to find a way to enjoy this basic need. We want to eat together, sitting at a table. It helps us to feel connected. A few years ago, there was a campaign launched in Canada to encourage people to eat their meals together. Out of that campaign came one of my favorite commercials. The scene opens on a young woman in the lobby of her apartment building. All of the people around her are busy texting or otherwise engaged on their phones, on their other devices. She rolls her eyes. She heads to the elevator where, again, no one interacts because they're preoccupied by their phones. She steps off the elevator and into her apartment, where her roommate is listening to music on headphones and shopping online, barely noticing that someone has come into the room. The woman drops her bag. She looks increasingly frustrated. In the next scene, the two roommates are carrying mismatched tables and tablecloths out into the hallway. They set the tables and chairs. They have candles and extra place settings. There are two plates of steaming food between them. They wait. Eventually, a young girl and her parents stop off the elevator. They're invited by the young women to join the dinner party in the hallway. They do. Gradually, the neighbors stick their heads out of the doors to see what's all the commotion about. They too bring their tables and their tablecloths and their chairs. They bring their own hot dishes of food. And for perhaps the first time, they have met the people with whom they have shared walls and hallways. They laugh and they break bread together. These neighbors found community that was right under their nose. Just as the villagers in our story of stone soup this morning found that they had more together than they did alone, these folks shared a wonderful meal together and in their main hallway of their apartment building, of all places. There's something about eating together that brings out a different side of our relationships. It helps us feel more deeply connected with ourselves, with each other, with that which is larger than us all. We share that common need for food, water, shelter, community. We share also this desire to belong and to be included. We share a connection to all that ever was and all that ever will be. And in that connection, we are intertwined with each other. It is that connection to each other, to our histories, to the divine, that gives us strength and help when we most need it. There is a fullness that comes from being sustained in community with others and with something larger than ourselves. Perhaps this is what Reverend Ford was getting at in our reading this morning. I lift my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come? My help comes from love abundant, she writes. From where does your help come? Does it come from that sense of connection with people and other beings who have gone before you? Does it come from the ability to join your efforts with the efforts of others to be the good in the world? Does it come from a sense of abundant love that surges through each of us, the earth, this community? Does your help come from a familiar face and smile at the end of a really hard day that says, you belong here, sit, stay a while? From wherever your help comes, I hope it is abundant. I hope you have more than you need. It has been said that when we have more than we need, we should build a longer table, not a higher fence. This is to say that rather than hoard our abundance, keep it for ourselves, we should share it with others. This concept also speaks to the capacity of the human heart to expand and widen deeply when in community. So how do we build longer tables? What does that look like? It might look like literally building a longer table in the hallway of our apartment building, knocking on some doors, inviting our neighbors to join us. It might look like sitting with someone we don't know at the soup meal later today. It might look like inviting a classmate to sit with us at lunch when we're at school. It might even look like putting down our phone or our tablet when we're riding the bus so we can actually see our neighbors, or simply putting away our phones at dinner time with our family, or having a dinner time with our family. Perhaps by doing these things, we might catch a glimpse of that abundant love that radiates in the universe. We might connect more deeply with all that was and is and ever will be. However you choose to lengthen your table, let it be in the spirit of abundance. However you seek to connect with others, let it be with hope and appreciation in your heart. However you pause with gratitude and thanks for the wind and the water, the sun, the moon, may you do so with a sense of deep connection to it all. As we strive to nourish ourselves and each other, let us remember the power in a kind word or a smile, in breaking bread together. Let us practice sharing sustenance together as fellow human beings, connected to the earth and to all that is. So may it be. Amen, and blessed be. There is a tradition in many of our UU congregations of sharing a communion of cider and cornbread. This may be a shock to some. Are people feeling shocked at that? I was a little shocked at it too, but it's true. And today, with gratitude for our freedom and for our abundance, we are going to celebrate this ritual, mindful of the ways we are called to lengthen our table and invite others to sit there. Food is a symbol of sustenance and security. It is often a symbol of home, comfort, memories. But what if you suddenly found yourself in a place where everything about the food was different? Imagine what it would be like to flee your homeland, the foods that are comfortable to you, that you're accustomed to, and end up somewhere where you not only don't speak the language, but where even the basic fruits, vegetables, and grains are different. Just as teff is indigenous to the African continent, and millet is indigenous to the Asian continent, corn is indigenous to the North American continent. As we share our cornbread this morning, let us hold close all those here and abroad who have been forced to leave their homes because of danger or natural disasters. We hold in our hearts the many people, including refugees and others, who are unable to go home. Those for whom we pray safe passage and a welcoming reception when they arrive at their destinations. And second, we will share cider together. The only apples native to North America are crab apples. So thankfully, the ones we enjoy in this country today came originally from Asia, through the Middle East, into Europe, and then onto this continent. And as we share our apple cider this morning, may it symbolize the sweetness that can come from being open to new experiences, whether it be new foods or new people. Let us remember how our lives are enriched when people share the gifts that they have with one another. This food and this drink represent the bounty of this earth and the sweetness of the human community. So let's share it together. We have children who have volunteered to bring you cornbread. Lucy, who's in the lime green shirt, she's going to have the gluten-free vegan cornbread. So if you want that, I need you to put a hand up and Lucy will bring that to you. Otherwise, the other cornbread isn't that. And we have some adults who are going to carry large trays with cups filled with cider. This is a multi-generational effort. So, and this is the first time we've done this. So make sure that you have enough, that the folks around you have enough, and pass things to folks who need it. And let's break bread together. As we were pouring the cider this morning, we were beginning to understand more deeply why many churches do this in a different way than we have. But just as is with all parts of life, this is a learning experience, and I'm learning that perhaps we need more vegan, gluten-free cornbread next year. So, Oh, it was perfect, see? We planned that. So thank you all, and thank you for sharing this wonderful treat here in the sanctuary. As we always say when we're out in nature, we want to, leave footprints, leave nothing but footprints, take nothing but memories or pictures or something. I'm learning. I'm new to Ithaca. But so In with consciousness toward the folks who are responsible for cleaning our sanctuary, I encourage you to look around you, and if you see crumbs, to bring them with you when you leave.